This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, I can't with the food takes around here. Ty Law's here. This is worse than Courtney putting her tree up early. He's a ham over turkey on Thanksgiving guy.
Oh, I am all day long.
Oh, get
ham
out.
Ham all day long.
Ham's gross.
What? It's disgusting.
No. I mean, you got to get the turkey, like, it got to be right out fresh, you know, get the juicy part. There's a lot of people's turkey, depending on where you go, be dry.
Right. Here's why Ty and Wiggy are right. Tell me another time you have turkey other than on Thanksgiving.
That's what's great about it.
You have ham. When it's just up to you, you'll say, I'll have a ham sandwich.
No, the leftovers? No, the turkey sandwich is arguably the go-to sandwich for a lot of people.
I just had turkey yesterday.
There you go. I thought you had pastrami yesterday.
Yeah, I got a pastrami. Lauren got a turkey. It had like a hummus on it, and it was delightful.
Wait, you ate some of Lauren's?
Turkey with hummus.
Oh, yeah, we split each one, and we each had half.
Culture clash up in here. Oh, yeah,
you went and got a pastrami sandwich yesterday to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
I did, yeah. I went over to Michael's Deli over in Brookline. Steven over there just crushes it.
Was that Olivia approved, or...?
Greg, I am in maintenance. I'm doing great. I've been just so you know, by the way, just in time for the Greg Hill Foundation Jingle All the Way 5K.
Yes,
I've been walking 3 miles a day, like five out of 7 days a week.
Very
so
good.
Yeah,
wow.
Who's doing the cooking for you, Greg?
It'll be like a group effort. Jen Hill, my cousin Jennifer, me.
So not Greg.
What do you mean not me? I'll help if necessary.
Yeah. Do you have a dish?
He's probably a designated taster. He goes there and be like.
Needs
oh, yeah,
salt.
That's good. That's good. Need more salt.
Do you have a designated dish? Like, you have all your Greg's Easy lasagna. Greg's Easy
I might make Greg's Easy Krabbies as an appetizer.
Greg wears Greg's Easy diaper.
If you put, like, the pineapple juice and on your ham, like, you know,
I don't go ham.
Oh, you don't go ham. Do you put the pineapple sugar juice on your ham?
Say it again.
Pineapple sugar juice.
What?
Oh, yeah. Like,
the honey baked ham.
Yeah, like, and you,
I don't
you,
like
you
ham.
You damn right.
I don't like ham.
And if you can't make ham, go to honey baked ham, and we'll eat that, too. We just dress it up. Make it, man, what you talking about, man? Everybody eat ham on there. Yeah. And Greg, you just said something about fish. Who does that on Thanksgiving?
No, I was asking you when you said that you prefer ham over Thanksgiving if you were also a Filet-O-Fish person, because I was suggesting that is the worst McDonald's offering of all time, the Filet-O-Fish.
I agree.
Okay, thank you.
But it's a big seller.
Our incoming president prefers the Filet-O-Fish. I am not on board with that.
No,
a lot of people like it, though.
A Filet-O-Fish, yeah. I mean, and
I don't like it, but a lot of people do.
Going to Burger King for sushi. You know what I mean?
Good
point. That don't make sense at all.
Don't make sense to me either, but McDonald's still does it.
People love the McRib.
You're still dealing with the cow.
Yeah, I don't know, but still, it's a rib sandwich from McDonald's.
The sauce.
I don't get it.
It might be beef rib or cow rib.
No,
fish, McDonald's, turkey, that don't go.
It is, and I found what type of fish it is. It's wild caught Alaskan pollock.
Sure, yeah, I believe McDonald's accounts for like 95% of the pollock usage in the world.
Yes. Wow.
It's pollock. I ain't never heard anybody go fishing. Let's go get some pollock today.
But I mean, it's McDonald's. What's real at McDonald's? Right. I mean, are those really chicken nuggets?
Yes. Okay. They're all white meat.
All right. Anyway, I just, the ham take bothered me, and I needed to get that out. All right, time now for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment, where we will be tomorrow night for 24 Lanes, the annual bowling event with Ty Lott to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
Yes, Apex in Marlboro. I mean, hope everybody, do we got any lanes left, or are we sold out?
We have 3 lanes left, I think.
Hey, we got 3 lanes left, so everyone who's listening, go out there and get those 3 lanes. Come out there, hang out with us tomorrow. We're going to have a good time. The Corvus is going to be flowing, you know, man. So, hey, it's always a great time, and I'm going to go out there. I think I'm going to roll one for every team. You know, I'm going to get a strike for every team.
You are a really good bowler. I mean, you're a great athlete, so it comes naturally to you, but you are a really good bowler.
Yeah, I mean, after I have a few drinks because my back's so bad, but we get competitive, you know what I mean? So we're going to go out there and we're going to make it do what it do for the Greg Hill Foundation. We're going to raise a lot of money, you know what I mean?
Well, there are spectator tickets available, so you can come and hang out. Yeah. And Ty is, I will tell you this, I hate saying it to him because it's a compliment, but he is the friendliest Pro Football Hall of Famer that you will ever encounter, and just an extraordinary guy. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org if you would like to join us tomorrow night in Marlboro. I think we get going early, like 5:30, 6 or something like that.
I think it's 5:30.
Yeah, is it 5:30? So, right, okay, early. It's 5:30. Right. Hey, so what's the goal? Let's put a goal out there, Greg. What are we trying to raise? Let's talk about how much we're trying to raise.
I think last year we raised over $25,000.
Oh, wow. We got to do better than that this year. We got to do better than that this year. I say minimum, guys, is $30,000. So if I got to bring out the swear jar and we got to curse for the extra $5,000, that's what we're going to do.
That's what we'll be doing.
That's what we'll be doing.
Expletives left and right.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We're going to hit that $30,000 mark.
Okay. All right, good. Suggestions on most entertaining play of the game?
The Darian Lowe touchdown.
I was going to go Cooper Kupp.
I do like a good Girthquake touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
The Kendrick Bourne touchdown, the first one of the game, was awesome. That drive was one of the best drives they've had all year.
That was probably the best drive the New England Patriots have had in quite some time, several seasons perhaps. Okay.
Huh?
Anything else?
I would say maybe the rollout. Shine brought this up. The rollout by Drake May throws back to Pop
Cross
Douglas.
Picks. Body,
yeah,
yes.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, this.
I got a question because I know y'all kind of biased, and I know this is all, you know,
Patriots. We're biased.
I mean, does the most entertaining play of the game got to be the Patriots play?
It doesn't have to be.
You can nominate a Rams play if you want.
It is pretty wild that Fedarian Lowe has more receiving touchdowns the last 2 seasons than Tyquan Thornton did.
Wiggy brought up the Cooper Kupp 69-yard touchdown.
Damn right.
That one or the corner catch by the tight end who took out the security guard. That was
That poor woman.
Or even the Puka Nacua. Is she okay?
Yeah. She must have had a concussion. Horrible.
Well, the Stafford family has a tough time with photographers. Remember the parade?
Yes.
She didn't see. I mean, her back was to him, so she didn't see it coming. Right. I mean, she went fully on her head.
They should make those people wear the concussion helmet. It happens enough.
Oh yeah.
And you're in an untenable position.
Yes.
Because you're there to watch the crowd.
Yep.
That is your obligation.
Right.
So some jackass doesn't jump over or whatever.
Right.
But she went down like
that.
What do you think? Blue collar Sunday, Greg?
Yes. That would be great for you, Curtis.
Love it.
And that's what they're there for, to storm the field?
Yeah. I assume that's all they're there for, right?
Right. I think so.
What else are they there for? If they're not there for that, why are they watching the crowd and not watching
the action? No, they're there for like the streakers, but you are right. And Ty will tell you, anytime you're on the sidelines, never turn your back to the field of play. Always keep your eyes on it and be ready to get out the way. I feel bad for these poor. Do you think that catches? She needs to call catches.
She probably should.
My thing, too, if they're supposed to watch the crowd, are they going to report and go like this? Because sometimes you see people that's not in the best shape or elderly or somebody right. giving them a job like they working at Walmart, who right. are you going to catch on the street?
Right.
Come on, let's keep it one. Who is you going to catch? Who are you going to stop?
I don't know that. I mean, yeah. Now you're insulting the woman's integrity.
I'm not insulting anybody. I'm just saying, I'm talking about the NFL, if that was the job to protect someone, because I don't know.
I think it's basically to tell people not to step in certain areas. Like those people, if you're ever on the sidelines, like those are the people that are like, oh, you got to stay over here.
Yeah, but she was further back. I think she has more crowd control.
But then also, so you have a million other people that are facing towards the field in the orange jackets as well that should be spotters to tell her to move out of the way if it seems like a player is coming towards her.
Well, ties onto something. They should give that job only to former NFL players.
I don't want that job. I'm not telling.
I'm going back to the field. Waiting for you. I ain't tapping nobody along. I'll be waiting for a streak. I'll bring you in.
I'm not putting my back to the field. unless you're doing it like a duel and they should put somebody right behind her butt to butt to protect her.
Oh, now Wiggy's in.
Like, you know how they say
pause.
Watch my six.
They don't like pause around here.
Oh, God. Here we go.
They don't like pause around here.
You know, I did that on purpose. I heard you. Ain't logging. Said it.
That's actually a good idea. It's double the workforce.
Yes.
But she should be not butt to nut, but butt to butt.
Butt to butt.
With somebody behind her.
Somebody behind her.
And then that person is watching the field. And then how does he get, or she, get her to jump up at the appropriate time, though?
As soon as the action's coming towards him, he turns around, grabs her, takes her away.
Takes her away.
Yeah. Further away from the field because they got them right on the field.
Agreed.
Put them like right up underneath the stands or something. I mean, literally, she was what? 6-7 yards away from the action?
At the end of the day, it's a freak accident. I mean, there's a lot of people there with cameras, and they ain't got no protection either. You know what I'm saying?
It happens way more than you think.
Oh, right? Yeah?
I mean, I mean, there was a guy working the chains.
Oh, it got his...
dislocated his knee.
Yeah.
That was like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Right. Wow. Think about how many cheerleaders
I don't know why robots aren't doing that job. Aren't they trying to institute the robot chains?
Well, why not put a fence, like a pool fence, around that perimeter, like where it goes from?
Because now you ain't protecting the player.
No, where it goes from grass to like the concrete where they walk.
Why don't they hire the echelon security?
So if you look at where she's standing, it's probably 7-8 yards away from the field of play.
She wasn't that far away. She's at the end of the end zone, basically, like three or 4 feet away from it. Like I don't think you can. You can't stop a player who's going out of the end zone from. I mean, has it been on Twitch?
Mitch is grabbing it right now. He's going to toss it up on.
But if you have somebody that's seeing the action come that way, you can move her out of the way.
Yeah, but what about one of those rubber fences? Like, you know how they have like the ones
that'll hurt the player. I think
maybe they could have somebody like the supervisor who has a remote activated jetpack, and when
they strap them the bungee cords,
yeah, and shoot them up and just shoot her.
That'd be a good idea.
Like, just launch her up into the air as soon as the play comes close.
What about the echelon aqua fence? So it'll go right up, it'll deploy. I mean,
or Robert's high chair.
But you know what? I think if you look at an NBA game, right?
Uh-huh.
They go and run into the stands all the time, and you're right there in the action. Yeah. So, it's got to be just as much.
But that's not
hurt.
Caught off guard like
that.
Run
that back one more time. Can I see that?
He will.
Mitch will run it back for you. Watch this right here. She goes down like a bag of potatoes.
But the guy next to her, why didn't you say move, move, move? It's on him.
His back was turned too.
No, it really wasn't.
Why not put the rubber fence?
There's no way, Courtney, you could react in time.
Yeah, see,
you have no time to get out of that way.
You know what that was? She ain't watching the game.
Well, no, but
they're not supposed to watch the game.
So you sitting there telling me she's supposed to be at an NFL game, have her back turned, and ain't going to go like this one time.
I think she's supposed to be doing her job, Ty.
Yeah, exactly.
I think she's supposed to be doing her job.
Yeah, that is dangerous. That's what I'm saying. Like the little rubber fence, see, like all around the field. That like little orange one, it's like a slingshot.
It's like what the kids used to do on the playground where you'd tabletop someone, you'd get down behind them, and then push them over.
And you know the guys over there, they got guns.
Right.
They
the militia nothing. Couldn't do anything.
Greg, I do like your idea. Strap them to harnesses, and there'll be somebody upstairs who has a bunch of buttons and watching as soon as he
gets... Just lift them up when anybody gets
like a puppet master.
Dangle them there.
Right. Hey, but you know what? That's new stuff to me. I mean, I'm learning all this now. I didn't know that they had people there with the backs turned to the game. Huh? Time. I didn't know that.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah, but I mean that's the most important thing is
unfortunately,
she's okay.
Unfortunately, Gerard Mayo also had his back turned toward the action.
Oh, boy.
Right.
He ain't going to want to come back on the show with you, Greg.
You're going to have to bring that up next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ty, great to see you.
Hey, thanks, man.
We will see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow. Absolutely.
All right. That is the Hall of Famer, Ty Law, every Tuesday on this show. Here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins lost to the Blue Jackets last night 5-1 at the TD Garden. Charlie Coyle had the sole goal in this one, which is the latest of the Bruins' three-game losing streak. Tough when you consider the Blue Jackets were 1-7 this month headed into the game. The Dallas Cowboys got destroyed at home by the Texans in Monday Night Football. 34-10 was the final. CJ Stroud completed 23 of 34 passes for 257 yards. Joe Mixon rushed in for 3 touchdowns in the win. And Greg brought it up at the top of the show, but for the first time in 2 years, the Cowboys opened the roof at AT&T Stadium ahead of the game, and a large piece of metal fell to the field below. The roof was then closed again.
I think when it came to allocating resources, Jerry probably had to spend on CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott doesn't have the money to fix the roof down there, I guess.
Well, did you see what they did, too? They went up and they just, like, bolted it to the ceiling, and they're like, nah, we'll fix this after the game.
Duct tape. Probably use duct tape. Well, Bondo. Maybe throw some Bondo in
duct
there.
Duct tape is the best invention.
What about Flex Seal?
That might work. But Bill, yesterday, he kind of gave Jerry a heads up for what he's looking for next year. He said, get rid of that giant jumbotron because it affects the players sometimes when they're playing in the games.
Bill said that?
Yeah, he was like, the jumbotron is a distraction for players.
To have it in the middle.
Yeah, I guess they tend to look at it.
I mean, every stadium, I get it that they have the biggest one in the center field. But I mean, every player, virtually every single player looks up immediately after a play to watch themselves on the jumbotron.
Well, I guess he says it's like,
in-game it's
a distraction, like on the sidelines.
No, but you see that in-game. Like, you see guys that are looking up immediately after a play, always.
Yeah. Well, there was some interesting stuff that Bill had last night that leads me to believe he's coaching next year.
We'll get to that.
Wow. Big night for the Celtics this evening. They have the Cavs in town. They'll try to ruin the Cavs' perfect 15-0 record. Tip is at 7 for that one. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Hot out.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow it is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here at 9 tomorrow. Celtics look to end the undefeated season for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight on the obnoxious and annoying in-season floor at the TD Garden. So in-season tournament floor at the TD Garden. Curtis said it's a lock.
Lock it up.
Yeah.
Wow, it's Curtis.
It's a lock. Curtis, there was some sad WEEI news that you wanted to share.
Yeah, I found out this morning. Ken just sent me the obituary. So listeners to WEEI, Larry Johnson was a fixture with Mustard and Johnson Saturday mornings. It's royalty that Ken and I are able to fill that slot that they held for years and years and years. Larry was a nationally syndicated cartoonist. His cartoons ran in the Boston Globe and WEEI.com. Always such a genuinely nice person to me, especially at times where I can't say that was always the case. Just a really kind-hearted man who passed away on Friday at the age of 75. Oh. And just condolences to him and his family. He was a grandfather and a great-grandfather. He survived by his wife and kids. So my thoughts and prayers to the Larry Johnson family and a truly one-of-a-kind personality here at EEI for many years.
And they were in that same slot now occupied by the ratings machine that is the Ken and Curtis show.
That is correct. We stand on their shoulders. So,
and his partner was Craig Mustard.
That's correct. A teacher from Wellesley.
And is he still...
taught in Wellesley.
Is he still in broadcasting? Because I have an idea.
He is. I don't believe he is, but... Okay. I mean, maybe he would be happy to do it.
We should bring him in
for
one Monday at Gillette, and we can call it Mustard and Mayo. Okay.
Love it.
What do you think about that?
It's good.
All right, Curtis.
You're an ideas machine.
Thank you. That's my thing.
Especially when it's something you could put on food.
This is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, Chris, first of all, I got to give you your kudos, Mr. Curtis. I mean, did you campaign for the meteorology portion of this talk show? I mean, you are the goat of all meteorologists.
It was behind the scene. He did a lot of behind the scenes politicking.
Yeah, I shibbed Reiner.
Yes, he did.
I mean, you are definitely Hall of Fame material.
Okay, let's get to the next page.
I got to give you kudos for that. All right, well, I know. It's not that often that I compliment you. But you know, with the Bruins, anybody beginning to worry that that they made the wrong choice with Swayman over Omar?
I mean,
he's having a horrible year.
We talked about it quite extensively earlier in the show this morning, and it's a little early. Every time I complain about the Bruins and express panic, Wiggy and others tell me it's way too early. So
no, I said it's too early on Swayman.
Because you still think he's trying to get the rust off?
Yeah, I still think he's kind of getting the rust. He's trying to get his footing. He's, you know, everything that's new. He's got the money. It's now the spotlight is on him.
That hurts from the way he was seated at the coffee shop.
Yes. Yeah. I think he'll be fine. I think it's the rest of your team. I think he's trying to obviously do too much, knowing that like every shot he has to damn near be perfect every night, so maybe he's putting a little bit more press. It's the rest of your team. Where do you go?
Well,
do you trade some people?
Well,
I ain't gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. When,
I mean,
that's all I'm
really
gonna say.
There's really only. There's a handful of those that somebody would be interested in.
Yes.
You're not suggesting somebody who is locked down for – that would be blasphemy if you're suggesting that you trade somebody who's locked down for a near decade-long period of time with your organization.
Somebody might need a change of scenery.
Somebody who might require a change of scenery, who has not been very productive when it comes to scoring goals.
Nope.
Then you might suggest that in order to rework your franchise that you would trade that valuable commodity.
Yes. and maybe you trade for somebody who's not really is another elite player somewhere else that might be looking for an out. When you think of Pasta, and I know it's
I can't believe
I know that, it's tough to go down this road.
I cannot believe this is coming off of your lips.
I know it is very difficult to go down this road, but when you think of Pasta as your
centerpiece.
Is
going forward.
Do you feel like
you say you're building your franchise around him?
Right. Do you feel like you're getting everything from him, or is it? Does it seem like there's just something that's off a little bit? I know he struggles in the playoffs, or he's in the past, but it just seems like there's something off. I don't know if him and the coach are maybe not on the same page. It might be the fact that you signed Elias Lindholm to be that, you know, Krejci-type player for him. He's not doing it. Do you think he's frustrated with that? Like, I mean, when you're talking about the Bruins and the direction that they're in, going in, you have to ask some of these. They might be questions that, you know, you don't want to talk about. You know, it's like when, you know, people come from divorced families. Shime, I mean, you said you're a divorced kid, right?
Yep.
There's these very difficult conversations that parents have to have.
Yeah. Actually, that's what the real COD is, a child of divorce.
Okay. And
that's
so,
also, you told me one time that's why you eat.
No, it's just one of the many reasons why I've ate.
It's a vicious cycle. I eat because I'm unhappy, and I'm unhappy because I eat.
Right.
Who was that, Greg?
That was the
two brothers.
No.
Oh,
it was
no.
The fat
best. Fat bastard.
Fat bastard.
God. Oh. Wasn't the two brothers from the SNL skit? Remember those two?
The guys that went to the
Hans two muscle.
Yeah, the two muscle guys.
God, I can't believe I just pulled that.
Yeah, that was a pull. Yeah.
Can we get with the topical references within
from Saturday
the last,
Night
the
Live
last decade, please?
I feel like they were a giant Saturday Live.
What reference is next from you? The two guys who went to the club and they played Now That We Found Love. What are we going to do?
Oh yes, that's Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan.
Right, A Night at the Roxbury.
But no. Seriously, Greg. Do you feel like Pasta's the centerpiece?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do feel like he is. I think, and I lately have been bothered with people who are all over Brad Marchand because I'm not sure. He had multiple surgeries in the lead up to this season. Yeah. He's older. He's older.
Yeah.
He's still, you know, when I was there Saturday, he is grinding it out and he's doing. He gives you 110%, whatever that is. That's okay. That's what you get from a guy who is in his, what is he in his
35, 36,
late 30s.
11th or 12th year in the league, though, probably at least. So through every level,
let me ask you this.
But
then.
You've gone from a team where your centerpieces,
yes,
were Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron and Dave and I guess I'd add David Krejci in and then you had the young guy in David Pastrnak.
Right.
That's not what you are.
So your centerpieces are now and you tell me if you
it's
feel
Charlie McAvoy and
McAvoy, Pasta and Swayman. Yeah. Do you feel confident like when you think of your centerpieces of your team from your three ends, your forwards, your defense and your goalie?
I don't have any confidence in Swayman because Courtney just has me rethinking things and whether it's an odd thing that he can't play without Linus there as his binky or whatever. I can't imagine that a guy who's been playing hockey his whole entire life is unable to perform because he doesn't have his buddy around. But once we saw
how special those two were playing 2 years ago, weren't we all saying, like, where was this for the years that they had been playing before? So, like, something did happen when they got together, and now that they're separate, I just see a change, and that is what I was worried about. I'm not, like, a Jeremy Swayman hater by any means. I hope that he succeeds. I hope he gets better. I hope Wiggy's right and that it's just a rust thing and that once we get near the end of the season, he'll turn it on. Mm-hmm. I just don't see that same relationship. And I believe a player when they say that, you know, Linus makes me better. I feel that we compete with each other. I feel like we make each other better. And also, Greg Marchand, his 16th season.
Okay.
I mean, like, that is the wear and tear on Brad Marchand you got to give him some credit there.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, Swayman hadn't really been in the NHL prior to playing with Linus.
To those two playing together.
Yeah.
Right. But who do you feel like...
But I'm not... Like, it's a wild thing to say that a goaltender in the NHL is unable to perform at the level that he was because the other goaltender is not a
Yeah, I think
anymore.
This is...
I like,
but
I
look at his stats at this time last year. They were similar.
So he wasn't very good. So he's maybe starts off a little bit...
Right, but the correct. The difference there would be, though, that you would have had half of those games with Linus Allmark, so your record would be that much better, arguably.
Well, sure. I would ask this
question. Or you're just scoring more goals and better on offense.
Yeah, it's also just magnified by the fact your defense is atrocious.
Right, but I'd ask you this question. What's more likely to get better? Swayman will get better as the year progresses, or Pasta and those guys will score goals?
Well, I don't know, because you've yet to see Jeremy Swayman perform with this full workload.
That's true.
That was the argument against giving him all of that money.
That is true.
But we saw him in the playoffs at the end of a season playing far better than Linus, almost single-handedly carrying this team to the third round of the playoffs. And the last five games for Linus, he's allowed 15 goals. Like, it's just early. I mean, if this is an issue, we will see it in Swayman at the end of the year in the playoffs if they make it, because he will have had a bigger workload this year.
Well, I think then this is if, and I just threw the Pasta thing out there because I think people are a little frustrated with him. So if you're Sweeney, then it is super important that you have to put him with somebody that is going to unlock him to the Pasta that we've seen, you know, especially in the regular season with Krejci, where he was like a goal-scoring machine. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to unlock your best player. And I don't know, when you see him, the way he's communicating, does he look happy?
Well, I don't think he was that happy when he was sat by Jim Montgomery.
Right, that's all part of it. But does he look like he... Maybe it's, you know, me just being like...
It could be the language barrier.
Yeah, it could be. But he doesn't look like... Does anybody else notice it? Or am I the only one who looks unhappy?
I understand what you're saying, but I think that the whole team kind of looks that way. Like, I just think that they... And obviously, they're going to look that way when they're having such a bad season so far.
Courtney makes a great point. This team arguably was better when they had the goalie tangent.
Yes. That was a mistake.
Have become this kind of tandem.
Yeah.
You guys are mean.
That is
tandem.
Out of nowhere.
All right. Well,
we gotta take a break. Interesting point by you, Weeks, which you will be held accountable for.
Tandem.
Yes.
Where are all your guys' mistakes? Do they just go? They just go up to the cloud.
They're in
there?
The cloud.
No, yours are just the better ones.
Like Kamala says, they're in the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks.
Tangem.
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 Do you ever have the tangerine soda?
Yeah, very good.
Ooh,
actually.
I love it.
Very good.
It's like, you know, it's a different version of orange soda.
Yes.
But it's still similar.
I heard that Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to get rid of that, though.
To eliminate wasteful expenditures, he hopes to... is that...
See, Sean is doing you dirty by keeping all... You notice he can pull yours right
you
up.
You are the puppet master.
I have nothing to do with it.
You
I didn't
are.
Even know he was going to play that.
Yep, it's all right. I just...
What are you trying to say on that one?
I have no idea.
Expenditures. Oh, expenditures.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
I don't work in waste management. To eliminate wasteful expenditures, he hopes to... Is that how you say it?
To do with waste
expenditures? Yeah. Whatever. I just take the high road. And when everybody else misspeaks, I just
sit
back.
Well, that's called class.
Yeah, coercion.
You are. You are
great class. I knew what you were saying. Maybe you and I, we speak the same language.
We do. Piscataquois. Shut up, Sean.
I feel like Scheim is going to get himself uninvited to the Christmas
party. No.
Which
everybody
you said earlier.
Everyone.
All invites?
Everyone is invited this year.
Christmas Eve. Everybody's invited.
Mm.
Yep. Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Yes. That's when you do that.
23rd, yeah. Prosecutionist.
So what do we got? What's like the what's the
Ham?
Itinerary look like? No, I mean, you know, is there entertainment? What's the entertainment look
well,
like?
Well, we have an aux cord that, you know, you're free to take over if you would like.
Food,
but
beverages?
Oh, tons of beverages, tons of food.
Pause the avoirs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, last year we did, like, full buffet, but nobody really ate it. Everybody ate all the appetizers. We had a caviar bar.
Times at go-to.
As late as you want. Last year, I think people left at like 3.
They have giant. Holy. When you walk in, they have a giant sleigh, and it's 12 Courtney reindeers.
That would be nice. And Harry's the front of it. Harry's
right.
Rudolph.
We will be right back. Well, unfortunately, I think we've got to get out of here before Courtney savages anybody else in the Twitch chat. You are. I'm here for it.
I mean, the constant boner that some of these guys have for me.
I'm really enjoying
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's like, nice if you want to come at my education constantly, I went to BC as a communications major and
correct.
Took TV and broadcasting classes,
right.
And now I'm working in Boston, a massive market. On a big morning show.
Right. Like, with a rather, if I remember correctly, a rather lucrative contract that you just signed.
Okay. A plus B equals C, folks.
Correct. Yes. Right. Well done, Queen.
Enjoy your boring jobs where you're just watching me all day.
Well done, Queen. Love it.
Shots fired.
Well, Wiggy has suggested that the Bruins immediately trade David Pastrnak, so we'll see how that flies.
I went down a few rabbit holes. I thought about, what about, and I don't know, these are for the hockey experts. You know, maybe the kid's going to be a free agent at the end of the year, the Sam Bennett kid for Florida. I don't know.
I thought he re-signed or something. Didn't he re-sign?
No, I don't think so.
Are you talking about the Panthers?
Yeah.
Were there more people at the Panthers celebration or will be at Courtney's Christmas Eve party?
Who's going to come, do you think?
I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs.?
I mean, we'll
see.
They
don't really...
It's so.
I think Jackson just arrived.
I think Wiggy will tell you that he's going to come.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
it's a month out, Courtney.
He will no show it.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean? It's a month out. You're waiting for something better.
Right.
No.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to until like a couple days before.
Well, why don't you make? That's why people send you an invite early, is so that you can make plans to be there.
Right, but why can't I just show up?
No, that's not usually how it works.
It's a party, isn't it?
They might not have enough cheese balls or whatever they're serving.
But if it's a party, if it's a house party, I always thought, like, okay, if you're invited, you know, you could just show up.
Well, you will be invited. The invites will go out the day after Thanksgiving. I wonder, will Shy make the drive in to the city?
Then it's Christmas Eve. I should be able to, yeah.
Mm, Curtis?
I'll be there.
Nice. Jackson?
Jackson will be there.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Thumbs Jackson up in the back.
There. Is there food?
Why did you give Jackson an invite that said you live in Rhode Island?
he'd actually like to come before you serve the food and grab some for himself.
Yeah.
If that would be okay.
That's fine.
That would be okay.
I'm close enough to you now where I could just pull up, you know, pop in.
Yeah, I think you should be there.
We know that, Wiggy.
You're
asking if you're going
to
be there.
Well, no, it's still, Curtis, it's November 19th. It's still a ways out.
It's also a work night, so maybe.
No, because the next day's Christmas Eve. We got that off. So it's just like, you know, see how things are going, the mood that you're in. Is it snowing?
Well, so you have to work? Is that the
issue? Oh, yeah, I will be here.
Okay.
That's okay.
I thought you liked when you were hosting.
I love it. That's why I'm not saying. I'm just saying I may just make an appearance. I may not be there as late as Wiggy.
Will there be games?
What type of games are you looking for?
Like board they games? Have one. That's, there's
no,
one that's called
be Spin the Ball.
Oops, we got locked in the bathroom.
there's Pin the Tail on the Courtney. There's a giant Courtney that's up on the wall. You pin the tail on it.
It's really just like a time for people to, like,
no, I think there's my favorite is spot the knockoff bags.
Right. No,
there's just they have take an Instagram photo with fake Courtney. There are several Courtney dolls that you can take an Instagram photo with and then post it.
No, Santo likes to, when you walk in, he has a little stocking with a bunch of small alcohol bottles inside, and you get to take one and drink it when you walk in.
Well, I like what Greg had.
Why do you call those Curtis bags?
My wife and I were talking about what Greg had at his birthday, which was really cool. The shot box.
Basically, what I just explained.
No, that's completely different.
What was Greg's shop box?
The shop box was walking around.
Midway through the pot, you had to reach in, blind pick, pull out, shot.
That is exactly what I just explained.
Yeah, but you said as soon as you get there.
Right, when you walk in the door, you got to do one.
Right,
that's your
mine
entry
was just in a cardboard box, not an Argyle logoed. initialized sock like
yeah.
Santos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I also like my favorite one. Will Jackson eat it?
Oh, he gonna eat it. I'll let you know. Are you gonna have a karaoke machine there?
No, there will not be a karaoke.
What do we do? So we just hang around and talk?
Oh, there would we would never have a karaoke.
Well, I mean, if you would like to sing karaoke, that is fine. But it's more just like a, you know,
just
enjoy the
sitting around,
holidays.
Hanging around and talking?
Yeah. Yeah.
No games, no spades, no dominoes, no, you know, like a little something, you know.
What games did you play at Greg's?
There's Courtney Charades, where everybody acts out something that Courtney does.
No, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, but remember, Greg's wasn't a house party. His was a birthday party in a place, and then everybody left to go out. Yours is a house party.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So when you're thinking house party, you're thinking like, all right, we're going. There's a lot going on. Maybe a DJ.
Not a chance in France.
I don't know. I haven't been to a house party in a while, so
I have fun at this one. It's something Santo and I enjoy doing. We've done it for a few years. So
that's the problem.
Okay.
You should be worried about your guests. You have fun of it.
My friends would say that they've really enjoyed themselves in the past.
Let me get some
numbers. I think Spot the Knockoff Bag is the line of the week, by the way, on this show. I think that was...
My favorite thing about Wiggy is that he's devoting all this energy, and we all agree he's not going to be there.
I might pull up.
No, you're not, and that's fine.
If it's entertaining. See, I'm a great party thrower. I don't throw many... But I am a good one.
Mm-hmm. I've never been invited to any of those. So
well, because I don't throw many.
Yeah.
But if I did, and I do, you're going to have a blast.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. Well.
Appreciate the invite.
Yep,
great
always.
Show today. Thanks to Ty Law for being here. One more reminder. Tomorrow it is 24 Lanes, our annual bowling event with Ty Law at Apex in Marlboro. See you there. Still a couple lanes available if you want to join us tomorrow night. And we are back tomorrow morning on a Celtics Wednesday with Mego at 9. Jones and Keefe are next. Thank you for listening.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.